This is an All Ears English podcast, episode 1607, how to start your answer with confidence and personality in English. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
When you get asked a question, you want to start your answer off in a strong way. If you want to state your answer in the affirmative, there are 5 natural ways to say yes that will show confidence. Learn what they are today.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, doing good. How's everything going in New York City?
Everything is good. We're just getting over a heat wave, so I'm excited to not be so incredibly hot all the time.
Oh, and heat waves are so intense in New York just Woo. Because there's no air.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So I am looking forward to just like calming it down a little bit.
Okay, great.
But so, Lindsay, you do Clubhouse with Aubrey every week.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was lucky enough to do Clubhouse once as well. And I feel like you guys have talked about a lot of great questions that you get from students on Clubhouse, right?
Yeah. I mean, guys, we're over there every week on Thursdays. Don't miss it. It's at 5:30 New York time. And we have an All Ears English room and a club. So join the club, join us. And often the same students come back. For example, Adriana is one of our most common students that shows up. So today's episode, we're shouting out to Adriana.
Yes.
It's so great to see the same students over and over again every week. It's like we get to know them. It's so cool, Michelle.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So yeah, Adriana was talking about, you know, how to answer strongly and clearly in the affirmative before you give an explanation. So what was going on in this Clubhouse is you guys were discussing episode 1571, three steps to give your opinion. Mm-hmm. And so guys, if you haven't listened to that one yet, listen to that one, 1571. So, and the opening part was about this framework, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you kind of incorporate an affirmative answer, you know, just before this?
Yes, I remember getting this idea when we jumped off of that Clubhouse room because, Michelle, why does this matter, right? When you first answer, we had that formula and we've done another episode on that, right? 1571, go listen to that episode. But today is about how you start that answer with that affirmative answer. Why is it important to have different vocabulary words for that answer at the beginning?
Right. Well, you want to have different ones. I mean, you don't want to just say yes every time.
Yeah, exactly.
And you want to have variety. And you also, I mean, these are different ways to just they kind of show a lot of confidence, right? So they're good. Sure. You don't always need to have them, but when you really feel strongly about something, this is a great thing to add in as well.
It really is. And I think that's the key, what you just said, Michelle. It displays confidence, which builds mm-hmm. that connection with the person who's listening to you. Mm-hmm. They respect you and they say, oh, this person is going to give me a great answer. And clearly they really believe in what they're saying.
Right. Exactly. So let's just review. So the formula was your quick opinion, mm-hmm. an explanation with support, and your full opinion.
Right.
Okay. So we're talking about really like the first part.
Your quick opinion.
Mostly today. So how to quickly answer yes, get to that answer right away, and listen for more about that whole formula. So we're going to go through some of these today. And talk about them more.
Yeah. And I also think today's episode is going to be really relevant for our listeners because I hear natives do this more and more. I hear them uh-huh. say things like, oh, for sure. Uh-huh. I hear that uh-huh. all the time. Oh, for sure. And then they go into their explanation. I think we're going to cover for sure in just a little bit. But Michelle, first, what should we make sure our listeners have a chance to do today before we finish the episode?
Well, we want you guys to share the show with someone yes. who you think would really believe in connection, not perfection. Mm-hmm. Someone who's a global professional yes. looking to really improve their life when it comes to English, just really move up that ladder, right? Yes. Get that confidence, right, Lindsay?
Exactly, Michelle. If you guys are looking to achieve, but looking to live a good life, we talk about more than just grammar and vocabulary on this show. We talk about connection because that's why we're learning a language. So if you have a friend or multiple friends who you think would agree with that point of view, our point of view, go ahead and share the show right now with at least three people. Share it with three people and let's get them to follow All Ears English. So good.
Love it. Okay, so we'll go through these. We're going to talk about similarities or differences. And, you know, also if you're going to use these for bigger opinions, deeper discussions, or in a more casual way. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I think they can be used for all, but we couldn't talk about it. So what's the first thing, Lindsay?
Well, the first one that I love is absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I like this because I can actually kind of have a rhythm in my answer when I say it. It's got multiple syllables. I can show my enthusiasm. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Right. Exactly. And I mean, this can be more casual or more formal, I think.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Let's do a little role play to show our listeners how it's done. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. So, Michelle, do citizens have an obligation to protect the environment? What do you think?
Absolutely, Lindsay. We live here and we want to make it safe for generations to come.
Yeah. So that's a really great go-to way to start off your answer. And now I'm going to listen to you because, again, I think it comes back to showing that you believe in what you're about to say.
Right. Exactly. Like you really, really feel it. Like you almost can't help yourself from saying that word. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. I love that. And this next one, guys, so native and natural, hear it all the time, is what, Michelle? What is it?
For sure. Or you said even you could add an O to there. You could say, oh, for sure.
Oh, for sure. And I think you've heard this on the podcast, probably if you're in conversations and coffee, you've heard us say this, right? Mm-hmm. Michelle, let's give an example.
All right. So, Lindsay, should dog owners receive fines if they don't pick up after their dog?
Oh, for sure. It's not fair and it's disgusting.
Do you agree with that, Lindsay?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, my God. I just said that.
Hey, you did it.
I just said that very naturally, guys. Didn't even think about it. So that's how you know you're getting this native natural English. So good. But yeah, we always try to pick up after Kiefer. I mean, we have to, right? It's disgusting if you're stepping in dog poop on the sidewalk.
Yes. Yeah. You don't want to do that. I am with you on that one. So what's the next one, Lindsay?
Do you love listening to All Ears English? Take a minute right now and send a link to All Ears English to three friends who would love it as well. If they believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English, then they'd be a great fit for our community. Thanks for sharing the show, guys.
When When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Also really common. People have been saying this more and more. It's no doubt or without a doubt. I think no doubt is more common. I would tend to say that. What about you, Michelle?
Yeah, I agree. I would say no doubt, but I feel like I would say like the other ones that we're teaching even more. But I hear a lot of people say no doubt.
Yeah. And I know I do say it too, for sure. So do you think we should buy her a gift for her birthday?
No doubt, Lindsay, especially since she's having a party.
Yeah, definitely probably should. If the person's having a party, you should probably buy them a gift or at least a card, I would say.
Exactly. Yeah. Or the next one is just definitely.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely. I'm sure
that, I mean, that one, I mean, I say that all the time, for sure.
Yeah, we know this one. Definitely. And again, this is another one, definitely, absolutely, even the next one, totally, sneak peek, guys. Oh. You can show your intonation and your enthusiasm in these words, which I think is so fun. Okay, Michelle.
All right, let's give it a shot. All right. Do you want to plan the party together?
Definitely. We can't do it alone. Right? I said definitely. There's a real tone of voice. There's a real personality, guys, that can go into that. Okay? So make use of that. Let your personality come out in these words.
Definitely. Oh, my goodness. Okay, what's the last one, Lindsay? So you gave a sneak peek.
Totally. And so this one is, so it's totally. And I think, you know, this is coming back into our lexicon a bit more nowadays. Yeah. I think 10 or 15 years ago, this would have sounded very Valley Girl.
Yes,
right?
I was thinking the same thing. Oh, totally.
Right? Or like surfer dude. Totally.
Yeah.
But now I kind of feel like it's coming back into being more mainstream. What do you think, Michelle?
That's interesting that you say that, because I didn't even think about that as I was planning this. But when you started talking about that, I totally agree with you. I don't think it's like a Valley Girl thing necessarily anymore.
Not anymore. And that's so interesting how words, they come in, they go out, they become kind of niche down to a certain kind of person, and then they become mainstream and they open up. Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Okay. Wow. We're good today.
Let's give it a try.
All right. Do you think people have trouble talking about politics in the U.S.?
Totally. It causes a lot of arguments.
That's why Thanksgiving is so hard for people.
Oh my gosh. Right. But yeah, definitely a tough topic to talk about with people.
Tough topic. So guys, here we're going to show you all of these in a bigger role play. So let's do it, Michelle. So here we are, classmates, and we're going over a discussion, right? Looking at questions from a book. Okay.
Yeah. So we read a book and we're going over the discussion questions. All right, here we go.
All right. So the next question is, did Judy have a right to be rude to her mother in chapter 3? What do you think?
Without a doubt. I don't normally think people should be rude to their parents, but what her mother did was unforgivable. So I say she had a right. Do you agree?
Absolutely. That's what I was going to say.
Okay. Next question. Do you think Ross and Jill will have a lasting relationship?
Oh, totally. They are perfect for each other. You?
Definitely. That's an easy one.
Yeah, and again, I heard a lot of
personality. Sorry, we're not done.
Oh, we're not done. Okay, true. Okay, here's a tough one. Is there a difference between the conflict in chapter 3 and chapter 5?
For sure. They're totally different.
Sorry, didn't see the next page of our notes.
That's okay.
Here.
That's okay. We went over.
Yeah, so we can hear a lot of personality in these answers, right, Michelle? Let's go through it. So here we said this one is a little less common, guys. But we still say it. You said, I said, did Judy have a right to be rude to her mother in chapter 3? You said, without a doubt. Without a doubt. What was the intonation that you used there, Michelle?
Without a doubt.
Yeah. So it's very clear that you are persuaded, you believe it. So I'm going to believe it.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Absolutely. And then you said, do you agree? And you said, absolutely. That's what I was going to say.
I mean, I'm sure our listeners have heard us use these words constantly on this show, so they know they're very common. And then you say, next question, do you think Ross and Jill will have a lasting relationship? Oh, totally, right? Mm-hmm. Totally. Mm-hmm. And then you said?
Definitely. That's an easy one. And then last one, I said, What did I say?
You said, well, I said, true, here's a tough one. Is there a difference between the conflict in chapter 3 and chapter 5? For sure, right? You said for sure. And again, you could have said, oh, for sure, right?
Right.
Oh, for sure. Guys, mimic that one as you hear it. This is how to sound native and natural.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh my gosh. This was fun. I'm glad that this conversation topic came up in Clubhouse. Lindsay, what's the takeaway for today?
Guys, I mean, sometimes you just need a way to say a very quick yes. And I think it comes down to if you believe it, you better communicate that you believe it, because that's the only way to grab the attention of your listener. Right. So because you're going to have more of an answer coming after, and you need to make sure they believe that you believe it.
They believe that you believe it. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
It sounds very confident. You really feel the answer. So try it out today. Listen to that episode, giving the formula to get even more. And guys, remember to share All Ears English with a friend.
Yeah.
With three friends.
Right now, guys, go ahead and do it. And a shout out to our listener, Adriana, for coming to Clubhouse every Thursday and for giving us great ideas for these episodes. All right. Very good, Michelle. I'll see you next time.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.